你对自己的英语满意吗？如果你想提升自己的英语，那就别错过这次开源英语年终特惠活动。新用户购买一年享受50元的折扣，老用户续费一年则享受68元的优惠。此次活动我们还会抽出10人免单的大礼。活动截止日6月30日，现在就关注开源英语公众号参与活动吧。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。今天开源英语的潘琪 Jenny 告诉你呢，要告诉你怎么用一些介词来表达你非常 eager。非常 interested in doing something.
That's right. We have all kinds of different ways we can express interest, express eagerness, and they're all by prepositions.
对，为什么会想做今天的节目呢？就是因为今天一上班，然后呢，我在走廊里面听到了一个外国人，他在打电话跟他的朋友，可能是在讨论周五去哪儿玩。他说 ,Oh, I'm down for it. I'm totally down for it.
Right, but he could have just as easily said, I'm up for it. So that's the kind of thing we are going to talk about today.
对，然后对于我们中国英语学习者最大的震撼吧，就是完全没有用到 Oh, I want to go. I'm really interested in going.、
Mm-hmm.
对吧 ?All the words that you think,You should use.
Right.
不是的啊。好，那我们今天就教大家这些非常地道、非常简单却实用的表达。好，那 since all of these words today are prepositions, 都是介词，我们先从最短的一个开始，好不好？
Well, they're all pretty, they're all pretty small, but let's start with up.
Oh, how up. Up 就是起来上去那个 up,
Right, right. Up, upstairs, up the street, up, up, up.
Yeah,
yeah the sky is up.All of these things. Now, we don't need to say all of the sky or the stairs or whatever. We can just say, I'm up for it.
Oh, I'm up for it.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Okay, 就是我很有兴趣，我很想干 whatever 你提议的这件事情。
Right, exactly. So one thing that we are going to repeat a lot today is for a lot of these expressions, you can say, I'm up for something or I'm up for somethingdoing something.
Oh, so I'm up for 直接跟动名词或者说跟一个名词都可以。
Right, or the preposition, right? I'm just up for it.
It, 对。好，那我们先举个例子吧。就很常见的吃东西，对吧？想吃什么菜？日本菜、泰国菜什么
Yeah, okay, so you're up for Japanese, Thai, what are you, what, you could even ask someone, what are you up for?
就是你想要什么想吃什么
Right, and now I do like Thai food, so I probably would say, you know, I'm kind of up for Thai food, yeah.
哎呀你不要这么婉转你 up 就 up 嘛 I'm kind of
Fine, let's get some Thai food.
I thought you were always up for Indian.
I love Indian food, yeah.
就总之有点辣的你都喜欢
I do, I do love, I love Chinese food. I'm always up for any kind of Asian food.
Okay, 好的 up for something. 那再举一个例子好了除了吃还有喝嘛
Yeah, okay, so a lot of times at work, we will hear people say, hey, Are you up for a few beers after work?
下班以后我们去喝两杯。那前面举的例子是啤酒 ,so for a few beers.、
Mm-hmm.
那也可以 ,are you up for some drinks?
Is that beer?
Coffee.
juice.
Bubble tea.
Are you up for some bubble tea?
可以 ,are you up for some bubble tea?
Yeah, well, so another thing that we are going to talk about a bit today is adding the word try, right? Because a lot of times when you're asking someone,You know, are you interested? It means, are you interested in trying? So, are you up for trying bubble tea? Are you up to try some bubble tea?
对，加 trying 就是这个人以前没有试过这样东西。
Mm-hmm.
比如说 Adam 喝过 bubble tea, 我这个时候问 are you up for trying some bubble tea 就很奇怪。
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a new bubble tea place.
Well, you might not know, right? I mean, you might just assume that, oh, look at this 外国人. He obviously has never had bubble tea before. Are you up for trying?
但是呢，有一点大家要注意，很重要，就是在 for 后面动词我们要跟 ing 的形式。
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you up for trying something? 好，那除了吃喝以外，这个 up for 可不可以用在其他的休闲活动，比如说看电影？
Yeah, are you up for a movie?
Or are you up for watching a movie?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. Even karaoke, right? Are you up for some karaoke? Are you up for karaoke? Probably wouldn't say, are you up to karaoke, but... Actually, if someone said that, I wouldn't really think it was strange.
好，那看完了问题以后啊，我们来看看怎么回答这个 Are you up for something?
Okay, this is going to sound crazy.
嗯？
You can just say, yes.
那如果我要稍微长一点的呢？
Well, that's the thing. If someone is going to ask you, are you up for something? You're not going to answer, yes, I am up for that thing. You're probably just going to say, yeah, that sounds great.
Or, I'm up for it.
Yeah, you can say I'm up for it. But again, we don't really have, if someone asks us a question, we don't need to repeat the question back to them.
Oh, okay. 好的好的了解了。那这个 are you up for something? 我们前面举的例子都是一些 you know, leisurely activities,、
mm-hmm.
休闲的。如果是工作呢Are you up for some recording? 我们录音。
Are you up for some OT?
加班可以这样问。
Of course. Of course.、Oh. But the thing is, I think the joke there would probably be the boss would ask, hey, are you up for some overtime? Actually, you don't really have an option of expressing your interest or eagerness. You have to do it.
Okay, 好的。那看完了 up 以后呢我们今天要介绍的第二个动词是
down.
Oh, isn't that crazy? Up、
It's、
and down.
Crazy. Now, the only difference here is thatDown has a little bit more of a sense of agree.
Oh.
So you are expressing interest in going to get some bubble tea or going to get some Thai food or something. But often we can use down to also talk about things that we agree with or support.
OK, 好那我们先看第一种就是表示那个你的 interest in doing something.、
Okay.
这个用法呢其实和前面的 up 很像比如说、Instead of saying, are you up for some Thai food? You can say,
hey, you down for some Thai food?
对就完全一样把 up 换成 down 就可以了。然后再回答的时候 oh, sure, I'm down for Thai food.
Yeah,、right? I mean, a lot of times people just say, I'm down for whatever.That is such a common response.
Oh, so they will actually say, I'm down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever. Yeah, just whatever you want to get.
就随便的意思、
Yep, I'm down for whatever.
Okay, okay, okay.、Are you down for a movie?
Yeah, I'm down for whatever.
你好随便呀所以这个 down 后面也是跟 for 是吧
Yes,、well again, so we can say I'm down to do something、
oh,
or just I'm down for
something.
Something.
Okay. 诶我又想到了如果你特对这件事情特别有兴趣的话你可以说 I'm totally down for it.
Yep, or I'm so down.
I'm yeah, so down.
I'm so down. Now, of course, the question that should come to our minds then is do we say are you so up for something? I'm so upfor that.
Yeah.
I guess the short answer is that you can, but it's just more common to use that with down.
Down
I'm、right. totally down. I'm so down. I am the most down.
the most 也可以啊。前面 Adam 说了这个 down 呢还可以用来表达如果你 support, 你支持一件事情或者一种观点啊。
Mm.
但这个时候它后面跟的介词就不是 for 了而是
with.
Oh, I'm down with
yes,
something.
Yes, exactly. So maybe it's a social issue of、mm. some kind. That, you know, a really important thing that you want to support.、
Mm. So I'm down with it.
I'm down with it. Yeah,、
oh,
exactly.
Okay. 这里大家要注意发音因为这个 down 不是那个 D-O-N-E, down.、
Mm-hmm, it's down. Yeah, exactly.
对吧就因为那个如果 I'm down with it,I'm done with
I'm done
you.
With
就是 I don't want to have anything to do with this
That's a good point.
idea or this person.、
Hmm.
和这个是 opposite meaning.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And actually, that is a, it's great that you say that because normally, you guys should know this, when we're talking in a sentence, we don't usually stress the prepositions.、
Oh,
but in this
right,
case,
right.
we are stressing them. So, you know, are you up for this?、Yeah, I'm up for that. Are you down to go?In any other sentence, we probably would just skip
对对对
over those words from a stress point of view. But you're right. Are you down? Are you done? they're kind of similar in stress.
是是。好那这个 down 呢发音我还想 stress, 还想强调的一件事情就是它不念 down、
mm-hmm.
对吧我电脑坏了当机了但英语里面这个是请 Adam 来示范一遍。
Okay, down.
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 Yeah, you really got to open your mouth, right?
Okay,
I'm down.
对 I'm down.
The cow is down.
oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm down with that idea. 好的那我们今天要看的最后一个介词、其实还有两个。
Well, the last pair. How about we say that?
Okay,
the last
yeah,
pair. So we had up and down. Why not have in and
out? out.
Ah, that's great.
Reminds me of the burger chain.
Yeah, exactly.
加州的 In-N-Out Burger. Mm,
I am so down for trying that.
不知道他们现在有没有你那个什么 plant-based
meat? Of course they do. Every place does.
肯定有哈，素肉。
Everybody's in. Everybody's in there. Everybody's down with plant-based veggie burgers. So in, of course, just means that I am sort of involved, or I am a part of this, or I will be a part of this.
对，其实我们今天讲的这些介词里面 in and out 是比较好理解的、mm-hmm. 就是根据中文的或者大家就 infer 想一想也知道它的意思啊、
mm-hmm. Right.
比如这个下班以后要去 you know, we're gonna go for a few beers. Are you in?
Oh yeah, are you buying? Yeah, if you're buying, I'm in.
OK, 所以你就直接可以问别人 Are you in?
Are you
就是你想不想一起你想不想参加
Yeah, you in? Yeah,、mm. you don't, I mean, again, like we are so lazy when we speak.
Yes.
So、we might not even say Are you in? It might just be You in?
You in?
You in?
但你回答的时候不能说 Me in
Me, me in
That sounds like my younger son
It does, mommy, me in
但你还是要说 I'm in、right?
Yeah, I'm in, I'm in
I'm in, 好 I'm in 后面基本上不会加那个具体的事情啊比如我刚刚说的、Going out for a few beers Are you in? 然后不太会说 I'm in 可以说 I'm in for a few beers?
A very interesting question. So the short answer is usually not. Usually we just say I'm in. Now, the only way that I would sort of add anything to that is if I knew that Jenny and Connor really like beer and they're going to drink so many beers and I don't want to. So I might just say, you know, I'm in for a couple.
Okay.
But that I'm just stressing that I'm only going to have a couple. And you guys can, you know...All night long.
Well, Connor makes his own beer.
Connor makes his own beer.
He's the beer buff. Yeah. OK, 好那我们今天要看的最后的一个词呢就是 out.
OK, well, if you are in, of course, you can also be out.
Out. You know what? 如果你们说要去喝啤酒 how should I say this? I'm in, but I'm not going to drink beer.、Mm-hmm. So I'm out in away.
You're out in away. Jeez, OK.
因为喝啤酒很容易胖啊啤酒肚 So、yeah. I'm in but I'm kind of in you know
Yeah, I think the best part、about out is it's not something that you really say at the beginning where someone is asking you right it's something like later if some other thing comes up
Oh, 然后你不能去了
I can't go right、
yeah.
so sorry I'm out I can't go
对就你不会主动的问一个人 Hey, are you out?、
Yeah.
We're going for some beer, are you
right,
out?
Right.
你不去了好吗
I'm out, I'm
你不要去
out. Unless, I mean, maybe unless like my ex-girlfriend was going to be there Then I was like, oh, you know, blah 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 is coming Forget it, I'm out
好的那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊通过非常简单的介词 Up and down, in and out、mm-hmm. 教了你怎么用它来表达你愿不愿意做一件事情啊？不管是邀约还是回复邀约。那在看言英语呢，你就能跟我们学到非常多实用、地道、鲜活的口语。除了我们的这个免费双语脱口秀呢，我们的付费会员课程是一套更加有体系化的课程和学习方法。大家可以下载看言英语的 App 免费试用。OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.